For the past 6 years, Israel has barred its citizens from entering the city of Jenin. It was once known as the cradle of suicide bombers, but now the Israeli military and Palestinian forces are cooperating on security in the West Bank city with strong encouragement from the U.S., and economic aid is starting to flow in. So last weekend, Israel allowed its Arab-Israeli citizens to visit Jenin again. Matt Gutman has a story.
Taisir Karawi leans over the counter of his restaurant. He tells me he's got a surefire way of spotting an Arab-Israeli here in Jenin. He says you can tell by their bill they spend more. Arab-Israelis are Palestinian citizens of Israel, and they tend to be much better off than West Bank Palestinians. But since 2002, Israelis have been barred from entering Jenin. First came Israel's prohibition on its citizens traveling to Palestinian-controlled cities. Then Jenin became the first West Bank town cut off by Israel's 400-mile-long security barrier. That meant the West Bank Palestinians lost a huge commercial outlet, bargain-hunting Israelis. And Arab Israelis became separated from family on the Palestinian side. But this week, the Israeli military allowed Arab Israelis to cross into Jenin for the first time in years. Merchants like Karawi say they're starting to see an uptick in business. He says it's a little better, though not a lot. Still, I have hope this will turn into something. Karawi points through a haze of kebab smoke at a family sitting at one of his tables. Yats Behad is an Arab Israeli. He and his wife are treating their Jenin cousin to a chicken feast.
I live in the village of Salem, separated from my family's village by the wall. Our villages are only a mile apart.
But he hasn't seen the Jenin branch of his family in over 6 years. The family heads out into the souk to do some shopping. The family's shopping trip is the outshoot of a series of civil and economic measures here that have been cultivated by American generals. Lieutenant General Keith Dayton and General William Frazier have coaxed the Palestinians to deploy 1,200 officers in the area to clamp down on crime and terrorist groups. In addition, Middle East envoy Tony Blair has worked with local officials to improve economic cooperation and infrastructure. And as security's improved, Israel's granted more entry permits to workers and merchants from Jenin. It's also removed a major checkpoint and opened the barrier crossing to its Arab citizens. Lieutenant Colonel Faris Attila is Israel's top civil affairs officer for the Northern West Bank.
This is the right model. The extent to which the Palestinians do their part to advance it, it will succeed and be copied in other places. It's not by accident that we're calling it a model.
Jenin's governor, Kadura Musa, doesn't appreciate the Israeli colonel's comments.
We as Palestinians do not work as guards for the Israelis.
But he does like the fact that Jenin is opening up for business. He points out that just this week, former British Prime Minister Tony Blair was sitting in the market here eating falafel.
Suddenly our priorities have changed. We are talking now about providing social and environmental programs. We are no longer obsessed with security.
But Musa wants Israel to move faster on loosening the noose around Jenin. If it doesn't, the model may never get off the ground. To get back home, Iyad and his wife Muna have to pass through Israeli security at the crowded Jalameh crossing. By the time they emerge on the Israeli side, they're sweating and cursing.
It's humiliating. It's a loony bin. Rooms with no air, no air conditioner. 5 people in a tiny room. Can't go through, can't go out. The guards bark. You can't take your things. Go forward, go back.
Lieutenant Colonel Faris maintains the experience at the crossing will improve when demand increases. But Iyad and Muna say it'll be a long time before they make this trip again. For The World, I'm Matt Gutman. The Jalameh Crossing, Israel.